This is episode number 2264 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
A couple from the UK were enjoying a hike with their dog, Edward.
Ah.
Of course, you're in the UK.
Yeah, your dog, Edward. Your dog's name is Edward.
What if they call him Eddie? When they reportedly ran into Tom Cruise.
No, yeah. that's bull.
It's true. Sarah and Jason Haygarth were shocked to see Tom Cruise land right in front of them.
Wait, land in front of them?
Uh-huh.
Land in front of them.
In his helicopter.
Oh. They were out for a walk with the dog, and yeah. Tom Cruise just lands his helicopter. I'm not buying this.
And then he went and jumped off the mountain.
Oh, I'm so not buying this. Oh, come on.
He said, "Sorry for disturbing your peaceful walk with all the noise. I like your dog."
They didn't see that there was a couple with a dog down below while they were landing the helicopter? I mean, I don't know.
Probably, but they're pretty sure he was filming a stunt for Mission Impossible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that part I probably could, but still, closed set, people, closed set. Have you ever heard of a closed set? That's where people who are walking their dog are not allowed on the set. They would have had a perimeter. They would have. Especially with a helicopter.
But
I mean, people
didn't.
Get killed on sets and helicopters. It's happened. So they would... I don't know. Maybe Tom was practicing the stunt.
Maybe.
Maybe it was a rehearsal.
Maybe.
And maybe Tom was the one piloting the helicopter, in which case I could see, hey, that looks like a good place to land, and it's got a cliff I can jump off of. So let's land there.
It's likely. Very possible and plausible.
Well, it is Tom Cruise. Okay.
Anywho. Now that you've dissected
Jason yes.
was excited about the chance meeting, no matter what John Van Camp says. He says, I don't even get what this means. I ended up having a wee stood next to him in the gents.
Oh, that was him going pee in the men's room. In the gents.
Oh.
Having a wee next to him. In the gents.
It says stood next to him.
Stood
obviously,
next to him at the urinals.
I mean, I speak English, but I don't speak English.
That's British.
That's British.
Yeah.
I don't speak British.
And please don't try and do the accent.
I ended up having a wee stood next to him in the gents. This top
and
sat
no.
by a country mile.
And they did not look at each other's Johnsons. So there. That's an unspoken rule.
I bet he was taller than Tom Cruise.
Everybody's taller than Tom Cruise.
He's only 5'7".
Yeah, he's short.
He's my height.
Yeah.
According to reports, Tom has been looking to buy a home in London in the upscale Kensington area.
Oh, maybe he was, you know, shopping around for a locale.
Maybe.
You know, because everything's better to view from the air.
Well, yeah, and it's even better when you know that you can walk out your front yard, take a walk, jump off a cliff, come back up.
I'm not buying all this because he went and... Oh, stop it. I can't. Jason said he went potty with Tom Cruise. Where?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe they peed off the side of the cliff. Guys do that.
But he stood next to him in the gents.
Oh, in the gents.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
I think you're putting way too much... You're overthinking this.
I am.
Overthinking this. I see smoke coming out from your ears. Your head's turning red. Well, well, well. What do we have here? Brad Pitt, that's who.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt's all over the news these days,
yeah.
isn't he?
Well, because he's got a movie coming out.
He does have a movie. I can't wait to see it either.
It's coming out tomorrow.
It's so good. Yeah. He showed up for another premiere.
Did you know? I'm sorry. Let me stop you right there.
Well, yes.
Did you know that Sandra Bullock's in that movie?
No, I didn't know.
Me either. I read that.
Wait. Yes.
And it's like,
yes, I did.
Do you see her in the trailer?
No.
She and Brad were in another movie earlier this year.
The Lost.
Something. It was her movie, and Brad was a real supporting actor.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that to come on Netflix or whatever.
It's like they did the whole buddy thing. If
anyway.
You do this for me, I'll do that for you.
All right, okay, all right. I had no idea.
The
trailers for Bullet Train are amazing, and they look funny as hell.
It looks awesome.
Hopefully that's not the funniest gags there are, which that's what they do.
Anyway, he showed up for another premiere for his upcoming movie, Bullet Train.
Uh-huh.
But unlike a couple of weeks ago, Brad opted to wear pants.
Remember, he wore a man's skirt.
Yes.
With a blazer.
It was not a kilt.
And an untucked pink shirt.
So this time it was a
bright... With army boots.
This one was a bright green suit with yellow sneakers.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's going through.
I think he's wanting to be the Riddler, maybe?
I don't know.
He's past midlife.
So when asked about his inspiration behind his skirted ensemble, he shared that it was a real seize the day type vibe.
Oh, well.
He goes, I don't know. We're all going to die. So let's mess it up.
We're all going to die. I'm going to wear a skirt. Okay. All right. I get it.
So his unconventional fashion choice comes nearly two decades after he first predicted that skirts would become a new trend for men in the future.
Did he really? Wow.
And here, you know, Jaden Smith thought it was his idea.
Two decades.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't have the wherewithal. I was going to say gonads. He didn't have the wherewithal to wear a skirt in public until two decades later. Now, we don't know what he wears in private. You know, maybe he likes...
Well,
maybe
we
he
don't
likes.
Know.
The skirts, and you know,
maybe.
At home, which that's fine. To each their own.
I've heard they're airy. It's summer, you know. Get some.
I think we discussed this a couple of weeks ago when we talked about this story. Probably commando, which is fine. You know, you can get a little air up there. You can, you know, because your parts do smell if they get sweaty.
The Scottish guys have known this for a long time.
You've seen the lady on the TV commercial that makes the Lumen or something all over deodorant for women. They don't make that crap for guys.
They should.
They call it Axe body spray, and it's horrid. It's horrid. They're never going to be a sponsor of our show, I can tell already. Wow.
Maybe, well, maybe someone else does like it.
Well, I applaud Brad because I think I read somewhere he thinks he's in the final trimester of his career. So he's just having a good time.
Well, I mean, he's in his 50s. So yeah, he's
final
trimester.
Hey Siri, how old is Brad Pitt? I have it turned down so you can't hear it. Brad Pitt is 58.
See?
I like that Siri
thing.
So
yeah, final trimester of his career.
I should have been using this a lot sooner on the show. Anyway. With our apologies to Halle Berry, who's not 58, but she's close. And she looks great in a dress, better than Brad Pitt. I'm just going to put that out there. No matter what day of the week it is.
I think Brad Pitt looks good in anything he wears. He's still sexy.
Or who cares tomorrow? Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.